This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Just interesting to watch all of this. Let's go to another story that's kicking around the place now. As we told you last night, there had been suggestions that Saudi Arabia would do a deal in regards to oil to try and curb the supply of oil. Now, for the last couple of years, Saudi Arabia have been amongst those OPEC members that had allowed free production of oil. And that's one of the reasons why you're paying so little for your fuel prices right now here in Australia. But given that Saudi Arabia and the OPEC members agreed to try to start limiting the supply of oil, the oil prices jumped sharply. The stock market is up, mainly because energy companies are much, much higher. Let's try and get to the bottom of what took place. Michael McCarthy from CMC Markets is on the line. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Ross, I'm well.
This is a big call from OPEC and Saudi Arabia. This is also a big test for them to see whether they still have the type of control over the production of global oil that they once did.
Absolutely. And this is what it appears to be all about, Ross. First of all, let's be clear. Last night, we didn't actually get anything done. It was an agreement to have an agreement. This is the agreement you have when you haven't got agreement. And that's exactly the situation within OPEC and outside it as well. The big problem is that a lot of people have said they do something within OPEC in previous production cuts, and they didn't do it. And they've got a similar situation with the Russian and the Chinese producers who also have the ability to swing in and take market share if OPEC cuts production and they don't get cooperation. So the offer to cut production really only dealt with half of the oversupply on a daily basis in the market. And what's clear from them offering to take up that half is that they're looking for somebody else, read China and Russia, to take up the other half.
And let's be honest, one of the reasons why they decided to have this very open supply of oil around the world was because they wanted to put high-cost producers out of business. And that meant, in many cases, the shale oil producers out of the United States. We have seen fields closed. We have seen some others put onto a care and maintenance basis. That has certainly brought down the production of oil, but probably not fast enough or enough for the Saudi Arabians and certainly for some of the cash-strapped OPEC countries, including Venezuela and Iran.
Well, absolutely right. The Saudis are amongst the cheaper producers in OPEC, but it still costs them about $70 a barrel. So at $45 a barrel, they're losing money. They want to see a higher oil price. But a number of analysts have already pointed out this is a self-defeating move, because if oil does move back up to $55 a barrel, those US shale producers you're talking about will jump right back into production.
So, okay, for Australia here, I noticed that many of the energy stocks jumped today, but the Australian dollar also took off on the back of this as well.
It seemed to spread across the commodities, Ross. It wasn't just oil that did well in trading today here in the Asia-Pacific region. We saw support for iron ore, for copper, for lead, and for most of the industrial metals. So that support, because Australia is such an important exporter, meant that the Aussie dollar had to go higher. And, of course, that'll be giving them headaches up at the Reserve Bank.
There's no doubt about that. From CMC Markets, Michael McCarthy, always good with his time.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.